What has four strings and starts with U? As KJZZ's Tom Maxidon tells us, you probably know the answer, but maybe not the history behind it.
Most of us know the characteristic sound of that instrument, but the pronunciation of its name varies.
I think the most common pronunciation is ukulele, like Y-O-U, but it's actually ukulele.
That's Rich Walter, curator for the U.S., Canada, and Europe at the Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix. He says the ukulele became associated with Polynesian and other Pacific Islander cultures due to Portuguese influence that arrived in the Hawaiian Islands in the 19th century.
Originally, the very similar instrument did come directly from Portugal and the Madeiran Islands, and so it was a kind of a variation of something called a cavaquinho or a braquinha.
Although it may not be thought of by some players as a serious instrument, the uke, as it's often abbreviated, certainly is for most professional musicians and the audiences who love its sound.
Because of that unusual tuning on the fourth string being tuned an octave higher than you would find on most string instruments, violin, guitar, mandolin, it creates a situation where you can really have notes ring against each other like a harp more than most stringed instruments.
Longtime Valley-based musician and music teacher Scotty Spinner says most people who play other stringed instruments and sing often just strum chords to accompany their voice. But the ukulele offers unique tuning and complex sonic options its sibling instruments don't.
When I get kids that are younger than 9 that just aren't physically big enough to play a guitar, I'll usually steer them to ukulele because the tuning is very similar. If they go on to play guitar, they'll be able to use the same chord shape.
That's Jake Shimabukuro, legendary ukulele phenom who has electrified audiences worldwide and inspired many to pick up the instrument along the way. If you recognize those chords for While My Guitar Gently Weeps, written by George Harrison for the so-called White Album by the Beatles, it's because Shimabukuro made the song famous again with his amazing rendition over a decade ago. Shimabukuro is a native Hawaiian who was taught the uke at a very young age.
I started playing the ukulele when I was 4 years old, and it was my mom. You know, she played, and she was the one who first introduced me to the instrument and sat me down, taught me just a couple of chords, and I just fell in love with it.
He says one of the reasons for his adoration of the instrument was because he could seemingly play it straight away.
In Hawaii, we say ukulele. It's two Hawaiian words, uku and lele, which actually means jumping flea. It's one of the only stringed instruments, aside from maybe like a drumstick or something, but where you can play full chords with just one finger. So it doesn't require a lot of left hand or finger strength.
Shimabukuro returns to the Valley this month in support of his last album, Trio, as well as his new studio album, Jake and Friends, with tracks like Too High, performed with the band Moon Taxi. What an ambitious list of fellow musicians that you work with on this, including Willie Nelson, Bette Midler, Jimmy Buffett, Michael McDonald, Vince Gill, Amy Grant. The list just seems to go on and on. What did it mean to you to collaborate with those folks, and how did you go about choosing, hey, I'd like to work with this person, or did they reach out to you in the past? How did that happen?
It was such an honor. I mean, when I first started talking about this project with my manager, I thought, oh yeah, that's a great idea. But in the back of my head, I was thinking, this is never going to happen. You know, it was so such a far out idea. And I just didn't think all of these artists who I love and, you know, admire and respect would take the time, you know, to do a song with me on this project.
Jake Shimabukuro is coming to Scottsdale on November 26th at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. Jake, mahalo. Take care.
All right, mahalo. Take care. Aloha.
And just a note that proof of vaccination is required to attend the performance. Tom Maxidon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.